Our story begins at the Malone apartment, where Mac and Raven are sitting on the couch.
You are the love of my life.
It is so nice to have this week off.
Oh, you can say that again. I feel like we needed the break.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples. It's hard to believe that last year at this time, we were apart.
I don't even want to think about that.
So many bad things happened when we weren't together, Raven. I still blame myself for what happened to you on those stairs.
Max, that wasn't your fault. That was Evelyn Shoemaker.
This isn't funny, Alexandra. It's so dark in here, I can't see a thing. Who's there? No!
Oh, my God. Raven! Raven, are you okay? Hello, my name is Mac Malone. I'm at the Manhattan Monthly Office Building of 46 and 6. My wife seems to have fallen down some stairs here. She's unconscious. She's breathing, but she's not waking up. Raven. Okay, we're on the third floor, but in the stairwell by the elevator. Please hurry. And my wife, she's pregnant. Raven, please wake up. Raven, what happened here? Somebody help me. Somebody help me!
Nothing really goes according to plan for us, huh?
Nope. Not even Marty's delivery went smoothly.
Thanks to that wacko Mandy.
You're going to be fine, ma'am.
I have to push again. This baby's coming.
I'm right here with you, Raven.
I don't want to have a baby without Mac.
Well, it looks like there's no delay in it. We'll see Mac soon.
Try to focus right now on having a healthy and happy baby.
Mac!
When Marty was gone, I was so depressed.
I felt like I was losing you. I didn't know what to do.
We seemed to fight about everything.
I remember one fight in particular where we had to clean up for hours.
There! Does that make you feel better?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it does.
Good. Well, how about this? Happy now?
No, not quite. Now I feel better.
You know, nobody can fight like we can.
And no one can make up like we can either.
True.
But my favorite day of this year was obviously the day we got Marty back.
I'll never forget when I saw his face for the first time since he was kidnapped.
Raven, this waiting is killing me.
Oh my God, Mac, there they are! Here he is, Raven.
Your baby.
Oh, Artie.
Huh.
I'm so happy to see you.
He's so big. Hi, son. It's your dad.
Mac, he looks like you.
Wow. What a year. I'm tired.
Me too. Why don't we take it easy next year?
I couldn't agree more, Mrs. Malone.
I love you, Mr. Malone.
I think we're being summoned.
Let me put him back to sleep, and then you and I can talk more about the making up that we do so well.
I'll be right here, babe.
You are the love of my life. You are the reason I'm alive.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.